And what we'd like to do now is we'd like to take you on a meditative journey. Let's do some work with you, some love and healing with you. So get yourself in a position that's comfortable, and hopefully you won't fall asleep. We want you to receive this. If you're asleep, yeah, we can still do it, but we'd like your conscious mind to be present. Closing your eyes and going within in the way that you know to be relaxed and to get to your center, wherever your center is. To find your center, follow your attention, your awareness, to the source of your awareness. Now, you possibly do this when you meditate. In general, when you do spiritual practices, who is the one who is aware? What is your consciousness? Who are you? Move your attention in that direction. Find that point of self. Now, we have a vortex established around you. You are at the still point. And your center is at the still point of the still point. Find that place of quiet within you. Any noises in the environment will only serve to support your becoming more aware, more present with yourself. And let yourself perceive a little disconnect, in a sense, taking your attention away from your physical body. Sense that you're beginning to float. You're floating through a starry sky. Surrounded by hundreds and thousands of stars. Each one a spark of light. Each one a being who has come to be with you, to witness you, to love you, to support you in your beautiful journey. These stars are your mentors, masters, teachers, guardian angels, friends, spiritual family members, and us. The forces of nature, connections and links to other places and other times, healers, powerful visionaries, are here for you. These stars are conscious beings assembled here for you as you float in the starry sky. You, dear one, are a spark as well. You are a star. One of all of this host of beautiful beings. You, a spark of consciousness, a piece of the divine, a piece of God, Goddess, all that is. A beautiful light. Having chosen to take on a physical experience, you are a powerful reality creator and co-creator. You are here on a mission. The first mission to know who you are, and the second one to share who you are in your unique way, to express your truth in your world. To make a difference. To line your reality up the way you want it, and then assist others to align it up the way they want to. You're in service out of your will, not by necessity, but by choice to the divine. In service to the divine, beloved of the divine, expressing the divine, activating the divine within you. We honor you. We respect your light. You're the intrepid venturers intrepid adventurers into the physical play. And the best is yet to come. And so some of these stars now move from their position. Those that make up us, the group, we move to a place above you to form a bright star, to put our lights together into a big one, a big star that you can just sense, you can just feel the light on top of you. Just feel it radiant, bright above you. And let us drop a light beam down to you, that when it reaches you and touches you, it is a column of light that surrounds you and wraps you up. Let us wrap you up in our light. The light may be more of a vibration. It may have a color. It may be your favorite color. Or it may be pearlescent white, white with all the colors. Let yourself be wrapped up. Let us be with you for just a moment. We know what you've gone through. We know the negativity you used to have that you've let go of. We know what you think of now as your weaknesses, as your problems, as your issues. We know that the egregor is looking forward to taking energy from you through your struggle with your issues. So let us take on your issues. It won't hurt us, nor will it hurt the one who channels us. We have a vortex there, so at the count of three, let's together, you and us, take out all of this negative remnants, the remaining debris, weaknesses, issues, self-judgments that keep you trapped, believing that the egregor is right, keeps you trapped in resisting the group mind, keeps you trapped in seeking to find some solace, some extra juice, some recognition, some light. Let's let go of all the ego stuff, all the need of your identity to be a rebellious person, all the juice that you get out of rebellion, out of being different, even naughty, all the juice you get, give that to us. It doesn't serve you. It only serves the egregor. The group mind sucks it up. Give it to us so the group mind can't get it, so that you can get some energy of your own. And keep it. And give us all the powerlessness that you've believed in that you have. It's a belief that you're powerless. The egregor told you this from the time you were very, very small. The limited options, the limited possibilities. Give us all of that too. Give us all the stuff, all the hooks the egregor uses. At the count of three, we'll pull it out of you, give it to us, it'll lift up and it'll spin out in the vortex to be transmuted back into light. So let us tune in to you now. We are with you. And just think about what you want to let go of now. Put your attention on that, with the intention of letting it go. Now, it may be a long list. That's fine. Just go through it. Feel the general energy that it creates in your life. Feel the compromises it has forced you to make. Feel the burdens that you carry because of it. Feel the mediocrity that you have suffered because of it. Feel the vibrational energy of all of this stuff that you've been carrying, the remnants of it, because you've gotten rid of a lot. One, just feel that blah energy. All the tiredness that comes from the rebellion as well. Two, as we gather it up, gather, 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 pulling it all together. Now very, very gently, together we will exhale as we let it go out into the vortex to be removed. Three. Gently, just let it go. Just drop it. Drop it all. Just like you drop something on the floor. Just dropping it. There we go. Let us do the work. There you go. Just relax. Let it go easy, easy, easy. Ah, that's a good word. Let it go easy. Easy, easy does it. It just flies out of you. Easy, easy. Now the very last of it. Easy, easy, easy. And let yourself float a while. Floating surrounded by our light and in a sea of stars. And just sense and just imagine that before you, you see a being. It may not be human. It may be an amorphous blob. It may look a bit like a monster, thirsty monster. But personify, or to make into form, what the egregor is for you. Sense that egregor before you. May be real big and mean. It may be cold and calculating. Just imagine it there in front of you. It wants you to fight so it can take your energy. It wants you to feel important so it can take your energy. It wants you to go into passive resistance and shut down, and it'll take your energy. Whatever you do, it's primed, it's ready. It's pointing out your issues right now. Those issues you just let go of. Trying to get you revved up, trying to get you to look at your life as something hard that requires tremendous effort. It is there, ready to take your energy. Do not judge. Do not resist. Calmly, eye to eye, so to speak. It may not have eyes, but look at it. Be present. Stand up with it as if it were a friend. It has been your enemy of sorts, but see it as an energy that it is. And that at some point you chose, not particularly aware of that, that it was your choice, but you chose to enter in, to belong to this. you chose to belong this way, to fit within the rules and the regs, within the limitations. Just feel a sense of that control that emanates out of this being, out of this form. It invites you to play a game. Just don't. Go quiet. Let all your responses and reactions drop out. Just be there. You are a brilliant, beautiful, radiant light being. Just be there. You're powerful. The egregor's been making you feel powerless for a long time. Basically, feel your power. It's not a power against or a power to do something particularly, but just a sense of strength within you, a confidence, a trust that you are functioning on your divine plan to discover who you are, to reawaken yourself, and to share your love, and thence to return home to the divine, to the oneness, to the union with God, Goddess, all that is. You're on your mission. You're doing well. You are who you are. And thank that egregor. Not profusely, just gently. Thank you. You really gave me all sorts of input. Thank you. I learned a lot. I now choose. I choose to go my own way. I choose to follow my own rules. You may think that maybe you will turn around and walk away, but no. No, you're in society. You're on the earth. You're a participant. You're going to stay right there. And you're going to give this egregor no energy. You're going to radiate within yourself your divine, your truth. Just hold it, just shine it. Maybe the egregor's getting a little bit of your radiance. Just easy. Easy does it. And tell your egregor, this is what I have chosen for my life. And that's where I'm going. The egregor, not getting any energy from you, is starting to lose interest in you. Stay calm. No judgment. The egregor says, well, what about all the bad guys? Those corporate bad guys? What about the politicians that suck? What about... The egregor's trying another angle for you. What about all these? Don't you want to judge those? Don't you want to fight for truth? Don't you want to fight for freedom and justice? You can say, no, thank you. I will envision it instead. Feel no resistance now. No resistance. Let all the energy drop out. Drop out. Quiet. Standing there in your power. The egregor says, I'm not getting any energy. All right, so the egregor turns. The egregor is the one who turns to walk away. So let yourself just float free. You're free. You're outside the egregor. You live by your own principles now. See the egregor coming back. I had another thought, says the egregor. You know, you're going to be awfully alone. You're going to feel lonely. Let yourself just drop out any resistance, response, energy to that. Knowing that you trust the divine plan, and the divine plan does not have loneliness as part of it. Relax. And Gregor says, well, how about some sex? Say thank you. No, thank you. Gently, just drop out at all. Very quiet, be in this space. This no space, no time. Gregor says, but you're going to be powerless. There's nothing you can do outside. Well, that's what you say. You say to the egregor, all right, I hear you. Drop all the energy out. The egregor kind of scratches its head. Turns around and walks away again. You just float now. Float. Float now. And we have a vortex around you. And now what we'd like is for you to imagine your world, your personal life. Imagine this freedom. Imagine you grounded into your reality. You a participant. Yes, you may object to some of what some people may do. You may be involved in political action, the media, spiritual activities, trainings, education. Imagine yourself doing all of this free, without judgment, but instead holding a vision of expanded possibility beyond what everyone would expect or imagine, beyond the egregor, to hold it for everyone. Imagine. Imagine how it would be to shine, your radiate your light, your truth, with no resistance. None. Let it flow. It'll be flowing effortlessly, easily, easily. At the count of three, we're going to take that imagination of yours, that stretch of you, you, the divine light being, living and functioning in the world, participating, without drama, without fighting, resistance, without submission, without controlling or manipulating or being controlled or manipulated, without all of that stuff, in peace, in flow, in harmony, in light, just imagine yourself grounded in that. Grounded in that. Grounded. The Mother Earth wants you to have what you want. Your universe, your reality wants you to have what you want. It's up to you to choose and up to you to move towards that, to take actions towards that, to do all that you do as the being that you are, in conscious choice, in freedom of choice. Feel this energy. Feel this power of freedom, safety, trust, love within you. At the count of three, we're going to come and help you and assist you, and we're going to lift that out of you with you, and we're going to broadcast that to your world. broadcast that to every plant, every animal, every rock, every human. To broadcast that through the egregor, to broadcast that through the grid of thoughts and feelings and energies and vibrations that are in your culture. To broadcast this vibration, it will be met with no resistance because you are having no resistance, control, manipulation, or judgment. Just sense what you're going to send out there is going to be absorbed into the world, lifting the vibration. At the count of three, we'll help you. One, two, feeling that joy of your divine purpose, of your direction, of your love, freedom, power, and safety, trust. Two and three, gentle exhale, gentle. Send it out. Like a ripple of light, sparkling, shimmering light. Going out, 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 into your world. We're going to do a few more breaths, sending out some of the nuance of that, some of the context, some of the details of your daily life. Sending that out, too, to create more vibrational consistency and resonance with the flow. There we go, all the way out. It spreads around the planet. And like an earthquake epicenter, it goes out and ricochets against the mountains and against things. And one of the leading edge will find the other leading edge on the other side of the planet, crossing it. Coming all the way around, growing and building. Your dream, your vision, growing and building. Touching everything out there, absorbing into everything out there, more than one way, this way, that way. In just a few seconds, the wave that you sent out, going all around the planet, well, from every direction, return to you. Here it comes, one, two, you're going to receive now. Just open, open your heart, chakra three. The wave you sent out, the vision you set out, has touched your world in return, greater and more powerful. Let the light settle into you. Feel the light in you. You're receiving continuously light from the earth, energy from the earth, energy from the divine into you. Feel your heart chakra open and shine out a beam of light, a radiance that expresses you, who you are, the divine one you are. Feel how good this feels, because as you send out this love, broadcasting it easy, easy, you're being replenished and refilled. Well, lo and behold, the egregor has returned. Curious, interested. Guru Gregor says, you did it. You are the leader. I give energy now to you so that you may continue this work as a celebrated one. Let yourself receive now. the energy from the egregor. The egregor's going to send you energy. Now, you're not used to this. The egregor normally takes away your energy. This time it's going to give you energy. Just let it come. Open up. Just let the egregor send it to you. It's the energy of success. Energy of love. Energy of right and true connections in your daily world. The gift of the egregor is success and influence. Let yourself take it in. Feel your self-image expand. You're more successful now. You're more powerful now. You're a bigger light being now. Let it fill you up. Let yourself expand now. Bigger. Expand into that 20-foot tall being of light, the giant, the spiritual giant. And radiate this love now out into your world. Hey, world, here I come. The world says, you don't have to come anywhere. We're coming to you. We're coming your way. Magic is on its way. If you feel excited, revved up, let it go. Drop it. Relax. This is easy. Let it be easy. Easy. Elegant. It's a way of nature. So be it. Let this be true. Let this be in you. Let it be real for you in your life. Claim it for you. Just gently, easily. Because you are worthy. No proof required. No effort required. You are worthy. It is yours. And in that acceptance of it, let yourself bring it back now into your body. Let that sense of energy, let that strength, that power, that freedom, that love, let it just drench every atom of your body. Every molecule, every cell. And we'll help. Let's get this body up to that level now, ready to go. If you have an ailment, or you have fatigue, it might go now as you put your body up to a vibration beyond the energy of that resistance. And let yourself very gently now open your eyes. Coming back to this space. New. It looks like the old space-time, but it might not be. Your return is on another level now. Because you are. You've done some work, some major work. Let it be, let it soak in, let it be natural to you, easy for you, to be in this state of claiming yourself, claiming your light, your beauty, your power, your missions. No service and sacrifice through effort, but through joy and love only. Through conscious choice only. And you can make this a habit, and you can see phenomenal changes in your life that you can receive with joy and gentle pleasure. It has been, as far as pleasures are concerned, our pleasure to work with you. We have had such a good time moving energies, and you've had some healing today. You have been lifted. You're on another vibration. Hold on to it as much as you can and expand. Expand upon it if you can. Let it be natural for you to live a bigger, brighter, empowered life. And we look forward to any other time that we could work with you or be with you. All you have to do is mentally say, "Hey, Galexis," and find yourself floating in a sky filled with stars. And ask us for things. We'll help. We'll help heal you. We'll help taking things off of you you don't want and bring stuff you do. Releasing charge and issues and stuff. Should they recur? They don't need to. So for now, go forth into your reality. Enjoy, in love, having a great time being successful. We surround you, dear ones, with our light and, as always, our love.
Thank you.
Farewell. Thank you.